Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, April 3rd. The grains closed higher with May corn up a penny and a quarter, closing at 388 and a half. Excuse me. May beans up 2.5 cents, closing at 1038. And May wheat up 11 and a quarter cents, closing at 457 and a half. May Kansas City wheat was up 17 and a quarter cents. The grains closed well off their highs. The corn got down, broke about 4 cents off its highs. The beans about a dime off their highs. Wheat at one point about 8 cents off their highs. Wasn't quite the close we like to see. Now, May corn did close back over the end of the month close by about a penny here. Not sure quite what to make of that. Under a little bit one day, over a little bit the next day. Beans continuing to close over. Even though we had taken it out during the day, we couldn't close anywhere really near it. But the wheat closed over the number. So it's kind of a mixed bag out here. Obviously, the crop ratings pushed the wheat considerably higher. We saw some good fun buying in here today. They must have bought 20,000 contracts of the 90,000 that they're short. Maybe more. Who knows? But I think we're going to see more fun buying as long as this weather continues to be as dicey as it is. I don't see things getting better in Kansas over the next week, so I think the crop rating could take another hit next week as well. The corn's got a little bit of support out here. I don't think anybody wants to get aggressively short with the weather as nasty as it is. We had 4 or 5 inches of snow in Nebraska. It's cold and wet over much of the country. There's certainly plenty of talk of delayed plantings. If that's true, it doesn't help the bean market. So, you know, any rally in the corn, and if the beans get dragged up like it did today, I personally think it's a selling opportunity out here. But it's kind of a mixed bag the way we closed. The May meal closed right at that 380 number. So it can really go either way in here. I wish I had a more definitive statement, but, you know, we close under it one day, bounce back the next day. Again, I think the wheat looks the best. I think it's got the best chance to rally here. We had a hard 80-cent break, so can we get back some of that? I believe we can. Overall, I would say I'm bearish the beans, a little bit friendly to the corn, and bullish the wheat. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.